Good morning. Today is Thursday, September 15th. Here are the top headlines from the News and Observer. Today will be mostly sunny with a high of 84 and a low of 61. In our top story, a group of Wake County residents wants Sheriff Gerald Baker out before December, when he is already scheduled to leave office after losing his bid for re-election. A petition accuses Baker of corruption and unethical conduct and seeks a court hearing to have him removed. The complaint follows public controversy over the sheriff's actions after the death of Deputy Ned Byrd, a K-9 officer who was shot and killed while on duty in August. But Baker has responded with a motion to dismiss the petition in court. His lawyers say the petition does not have legitimate legal basis and says it's a media stunt. The Wake County District Attorney said she did not approve the petition to allow it to go forward. In politics, the Republican and Democratic nominees in North Carolina's United States Senate race have agreed to a televised debate. Spectrum News once said Congressman Ted Budd, the Republican, and former state Supreme Court Chief Justice Sherry Beasley, the Democrat, will take part in the debate. The debate will be held October 7. Budd and Beasley have been nearly tied in recent polls. The general election is November 8. In more political news, former President George W. Bush spoke to several thousand people in Raleigh at a fundraiser that brought in more than $2 million for the local Scouting Council. The audience was dominated by prominent Triangle business leaders, lawyers, and Republican politicians. A who's who of North Carolina conservative political circles attended the event to hear Bush, a Republican who was president from 2001 to 2009. Bush told stories of his time as president and subsequent retirement, as well as reacting to recent events in the news. In business news, Amazon has closed its delivery station in Durham as the e-commerce company scales back its overall warehouse capacity. The facility in East Durham was the city's first Amazon delivery center, focusing on last-mile logistics to get tens of thousands of packages to customers daily. The center had its grand opening in 2019, and at one time supported close to 400 permanent and part-time jobs. An Amazon spokesperson said the company has offered employees jobs at nearby facilities. Finally, Durham's Queen Burger opens today in Durham's American Tobacco campus. The restaurant was launched during the pandemic as a pop-up outside Kingfisher Cocktail Bar. The popular smash burgers and fries proved to be popular, and owners decided to open a more permanent space. In addition to the burgers, owners will serve up draft cocktails. Those are just some of the stories we've been working on for our readers. For the latest information, please visit our website, and consider supporting our journalism with a subscription.